Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Last year in Kansas City, we had 150 homicides.
About 40% of those cases in Kansas City remain unsolved. Many are considered cold. A heartbreaking reality for dozens of Metro families.
These people are out here constantly killing senselessly like it's a hobby. When is it gonna stop?
Each victim has a unique story in life and death, with friends, family, detectives, and prosecutors fighting for answers. Just one tip could help solve the case.
We still need people to submit information. We know that information is out there.
This is Fox 4 Problem Solvers Crime Files, the podcast. I'm Kara Small.
Crime Files fans, I'm Fox 4's Megan Dillard. Thanks for listening to Fox 4 Crime Files, the podcast. Just so you know, we're moving toward a more consistent schedule. Join me and Fox 4's Kara Small as we release new episodes on the first Friday of every month. To listen to current episodes of Fox 4 Crime Files, search for them on iTunes, Google Play, Spotify, and Stitcher, as well as fox4kc.com.
What in the world is going on with the weather? From extreme heat and tornadoes to record rains and heavy snow, the weather outside can change in an instant. I'm Fox 4 meteorologist Joe Loria. I'll explain what's happening outside in Joe's Weather World, the podcast. Find it at the same place you listen to Fox 4 Crime Files.
Fox 4 Crime Files has an update on the hunt for Kendrick Anderson's killer.
So we're actually revisiting the second ever Crime Files case that we aired back in March of 2018. The original homicide occurred on Labor Day weekend 2017. Unfortunately, Kendrick was killed.
27-year-old Kendrick Anderson was gunned down as he drove down a busy Kansas City highway. The killer fired the deadly shots near 71 Highway and Meyer Boulevard on September 7th of 2017. A passenger in Kendrick's car was injured in the shooting, but ran away before police arrived. Police believe that someone Kendrick knew probably is the person responsible. Kendrick's mother, Jackie Bass, says she just cares that he's gone and that police still haven't made an arrest in the case.
I can't believe it, you know, that it's continuing, that these people are out here constantly killing senselessly and, you know, like it's a hobby. Like, when is it gonna stop?
No one has answers for Jackie, at least not yet. She hopes the recent reward increase will help convince someone to come forward and give police the information needed to arrest Kendrick's killer.
I believe the $25,000 reward is going to definitely help. I believe that it may, you know, get people talking. I feel like, you know, maybe somebody will say something, want to get the money, maybe relocate. I mean, there are some people out there that just don't want to say anything because they're scared.
The new reward isn't the only tactic that Jackie and Kansas City Crime Stoppers have tried to get Kendrick's killer off the streets. One idea put Kendrick's face up all over town.
There were actual billboards that were put up for different homicide victims. He did have a billboard. It was up for 3 months. It would have been taken down around November or December of last year. It just kind of made my heart drop to see my child up there like that.
The billboards and the increased reward are convincing people to call information into the tips hotline. But according to Detective Kevin Baim with Kansas City, Missouri Police Department, the critical tip needed to solve that case just hasn't been heard.
To my knowledge, we're really nowhere closer to solving the case, so we still need people to submit information. We know that information is out there, but if you hear the families talk about these situations, you know, you put yourself, if you have a heart at all, put yourself in their place.
Jackie says she won't accept that her son's case is cold or that it may never be solved. That outcome isn't good enough for her or Kendrick's daughters.
His girls are 8 and 9, and for them to not have their father around, they were daddy's girls. He loved them. They loved him. They were always around him. They're having a hard time. We've got them into counseling, but they're dealing with it the best way they can. I pray every day. I cry every day. It's changed my whole life. I'm very different than what I used to be. I mean, I'm not the same. I don't hang out with my friends anymore. It's just like I'm always to myself a lot, you know, and my kids say, you know, my other two children, I have another son and daughter, and they're like, Mom, you know, you have to get up, you have to go out, you got to do things, but it's just like, I don't want to do it anymore because I'm so used to him calling me for everything. He would call me all the time, come to the house, be like, Mama, what you cooking, you know, and I don't have that anymore.
It's easy to see why Kendrick's family is struggling with his death. It came out of nowhere. One second, he's driving down the highway. The next, Jackie and the rest of Kendrick's family are planning his funeral. Kendrick's mom says that's still unsettling, and she wants closure and justice.
I want the person or the people involved in my son's murder to come forward, to stop being silent, especially the individual that was in the vehicle with my son the night that he was murdered. I know he's probably scared. I know that there are people probably in his ear. He's seen something, he knows something. I just want him to be an honorable man and tell what he saw.
Detective Kevin Bame says the fallout after a crime is something that the police department deals with every day. He says one of the worst things for the families of victims is the wondering and that their sense of safety was stolen.
At least with information and some type of answers to why it occurred and who did it, at least it helps with, you know, the process that they have to endure, because it's significant that he was the victim here, but there's still people that are left behind that are traumatized as well, and it impacts the entire community. I mean, as of Friday when I was looking at statistics, we were 13 homicides ahead of last year's pace, and last year ended up being the second most violent year in the history of Kansas City, Missouri.
Even though it's been months since Kendrick's death, neither Jackie nor the police department say they will give up on the search for his killer. They hope the higher $25,000 reward will get people talking in a lot of cases.
Yes, I hope the increased reward gets, you know, not only my son's case, but other cases, for people to start talking, for people to tell what they know, not silence themselves.
And the department says it knows that the people involved in some of Kansas City's most serious crimes don't stop with just one.
The answers are out there, and we know that the individuals that are committing these crimes are a very small percentage of the population, but more than likely, they're involved in many more than just one incident. A lot of times people don't just commit one crime and that's it. So by reporting this information and clearing a case, in effect, you're also preventing future crimes from occurring.
Remember, Kendrick Anderson died just after midnight on Labor Day of 2017. It was a shooting that may have looked more like a car crash to someone driving by. If you happen to be on 71 Highway near 63rd Street and think you may have witnessed something, call the TIPS hotline at 816-474-TIPS. You can also email your tip to kccrimestoppers.com. Or send your tip through the Crime Stoppers app. You can download it at p3tips.com. To listen to other episodes of Fox 4 Crime Files, search for them on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher, as well as fox4kc.com. For Fox 4 Crime Files, I'm Kara Small.